And today I want us to begin that just by reading the first chapter of the book of Daniel. And then next week we are going to begin to look at one of the most godly men in the entire Old Testament, a man about which there is not a single public sin revealed. That is not to say Daniel was not sinful. He was. That is not to say that Daniel was perfect. He was not. But he is one of only a couple people in the entire Old Testament about which there is not a single word of public rebuke given. And he lived in very dark days. Very dark days. And he has 10 principles that are taught in his book about how to be a man of God in very dark days. Let us just read the Word of God and allow it to minister to us today. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God. Can you imagine, just for, sometimes we think that God has to defend our cause or our day to defend his glory. Can you imagine that God allowed the temple, the articles from his temple to be carried off and used as trophies in a pagan God's temple? Do you know why they took them there? It wasn't just because they were made out of gold. They were display items to show our God is greater than your God. And God, it says, God let it happen. God is far more concerned about you and I being holy than he is about what some ungodly king thinks of how powerful he is. He could deal with Nebuchadnezzar, and he'd humble him, and he did. But he could not deal with his people not loving him. Then the king ordered Aspenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them in the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table, and they were to be trained for 3 years, and after that they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servant for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. then compare our appearance to that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So he agreed to this, and he tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and gave them vegetables instead. To these four men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all the kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In the matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the last year of King Cyrus. God, we've read your word today. We've looked at important principles that right now we need to face. Lord, I hope that we have honored you in some halting way. For Lord, all that we think is great service, I know that one day we will look upon and see how halting all of it was. But you do not despise our weakness. You do not mock our lack of ability. You do not measure us on your standard, or there was none of us who would have any hope. You show grace. Lord, I pray that your grace would be exactly what your word says it should be. Your word says, but the grace of God has appeared to all men, and it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live righteous and peaceful lives, waiting for the glorious appearing of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, may your grace teach us today. May your grace empower us. May conviction move us. Lord, when we begin to exclude you from our lives, we fill our lives with every other thing to justify our lack of you being the center. But when you truly are the center, as that girl asked Richard Owen Roberts, why, Mr. Roberts, during times of revival, do people just come to the prayer meeting and never leave? And he asked her a simple question, do you know what it means to be in love? Oh Lord, may we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.